All right, so what a difference a week makes when it comes to the Detroit Tigers. Last week, we were getting ready to go into the big series against the White Sox, going into the weekend. And the Tigers were one of the hotter teams in baseball. They were like 8-2 over the last 10 games. Then they get swept by the White Sox. They split the first two games here with Pittsburgh. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. And yet they find themselves in a very similar situation. They're 4.5 games out of first place in the division. But they're also in fourth place in the division because that's how tight things are. The Twins are in second place, 4 games back. And the Tigers and the Guardians are at 4.5 back. And then Kansas City is 13 back. Then you look at the wild card standings. And the third wild card place belongs with the Texas Rangers with a 62-64 record. So under 500 for the final spot. Then they are followed by the Twins and the Blue Jays, a half game behind them. And then the Guardians, Orioles, and Tigers are all 1 game behind them. And then Seattle is 3 games behind. Although after you lose 22-0, I feel like you should maybe be 8 games behind.
Yeah, I think that's
a bigger penalty for that.
That's going to leave a mark.
We'll get into that story later because that's a wild one. But this is where they're at. They're still very much in competition for a playoff spot. They're still in competition for the division spot. Okay, the White Sox series, that hurts. And I know you are troubled by that series. That triggered you as a fan.
No, it did. Look, I'm excited about today's matchup too. Last 2 years, number one prospects doing battle today, Jobe and Skeens. But I really lost a lot of my will for this season with the White Sox. I was so amped up for that series. I wasn't thinking the Tigers were going to sweep them. I kept saying to myself, shut up, to all the people saying, if they sweep the White Sox, you're going to be in first. You're not going to sweep the White Sox, but win the series. We said it all last week, you and I, that, you know, go win 2 out of 3, both series. To get swept kind of killed a lot of my juice for the season, to the point where in this Pirate series, instead of watching all of the games, I'm watching 3 or 4 innings of the games. And, Gator, what can you offer me to be back in on this team, hook, line, and sinker? Because I feel like the second wild card winner is essentially the biggest loser in the American League at this point. I find myself having some seller's remorse about Casey Mize, not Tarek Skubal. I feel like they need Casey Mize on this team. I feel like I was wanting them to keep Casey Mize on this team, and I'm upset that they didn't. And I'm just kind of, I'm feeling listless about this team right now.
Well, I think this is a playoff team. I think they're a playoff caliber team for sure. But I think there's a lot of teams in the American League that are in the same boat, as is evident by all these teams that are competing for that last spot. I hope they get that last spot. And I don't care which wild card spot it is. If it's the last wild card spot, I don't care. Get in there because the experience is valuable. I when I was younger and you heard the term about experience matters, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. That's a myth. It's crap or whatever. And as years go on, you realize, no. As you get more experienced, you realize the experience matters. And for a team that has this many rookies on it right now contributing, I think it would be incredible if they were to get to the postseason to gain some of that experience so that when this team is ready to really compete for a World Series, when they've got this roster filled out the way it needs to be that competitive, that they can do it because they've already have the knowledge of what it means to play in a postseason. As far as, you know, what has to happen here, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm not in that business to tell people how they should feel. I'll tell you how I feel and why I'm excited about this is because this is a young team, a very young team, and they're playing a brand of baseball that's attractive. Aside from last night, they typically hit the ball very well. They spray it to all fields. They hit the ball out of the ballpark. They have great team speed. They've played better team defense in the second half than they did in the first half. Their pitching staff is normally pretty good. I like this brand of baseball. This brand of baseball plays, and they should add to this team and make them better. But what I really like about this team is that they've been plotting their way to get here. They're not doing it by going off on these crazy runs and these crazy streaks. They've just been very, very methodical. Go out and win a series. You know, here they are on the road where they won 7 straight road series. got a chance here again. If they win this afternoon, it'll be eight. And this is just what they do. They're winning two out of three games, or they're winning six out of 10 games. But it's that same pace. It's slow and steady. This is the tortoise and the hare, and right now they are the tortoise. They're not the hare. And I think that's important to keep in mind, because it helps you look more at the big picture as opposed to living and dying every single game with this team.
What you mentioned about, you know, the value to the team, I can't argue with that one iota. I'm more selfishly thinking about it from my own fan perspective. You open the season with World Series aspirations, and now I feel like you're telling me to get excited about scraps, about an appetizer. Where's the main course? I feel like I've been punched in the gut with this team, and then I'm looking at the roster and I'm looking at the pitching staff, and I, so you make it to the playoffs, something you've already done. Are you going to win a round? No, most likely not. I tend to be the positive guy, and I feel like, I don't know, man.
Well, they
like,
were the underdog the last 2 years in the first round of the playoffs, and they won each round. So what's different about this one?
No Skubal.
It's the same thing.
No Skubal, no Mize, very little starting pitching.
But it's a better lineup, perhaps.
Too many injuries. You know, like it's Riley Green went down at the wrong time. That White Sox series took so much out of me, man. I mean, I went into that at a 10-level fever pitch. Here we go again. The cardiac Tigers, here we go. Gritty Tigers. And then it stripped a lot of the joy from me.
Well, there are some cautionary tales to be told, and I do have one massive cautionary. I'm not going to look too far ahead. I'll get to that coming up in 8 minutes. Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Dan is in Detroit. Dan, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. First-time caller. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I just wanted to call in a couple things, man. I think both you gents have great points. For me, I think the straw that broke my back was the Sox series as well. It was kind of the last straw for me. But I do think you bring up some really great points as far as, you know, how young this team is and how it would be beneficial for them to gain that experience in the postseason, whether it's just first round or not, and kind of build off that. That's the silver lining. But it's just, you know, for me as a fan after that Sox series, I just kind of, you know, I've moved on. I'm looking forward to the Lions, you know, looking forward to their season. And we'll see how next season pans out for the Tigers. And then the other thing I just wanted to add, just a caveat, I could definitely feel, I dropped my son off last week for college. He's going to play football at a small D3 in New York, and we're super excited about him, super proud. But man, that was rough. You know, you spend 18 years teaching them how to live without you, but then nobody teaches you how to live without them once they're gone. It's rough,
man. Is this your first kid going to college?
So yeah, it's our first kid. You know, I joined the military back when I was 17. Man, I was dumb. I quit school and I joined the Navy, and it changed my life forever. So super, appreciative of that. So, but yeah, he's our first going to college, and we're a tight knit family, and it's almost like a death. I know that's super dramatic, but. I've never experienced, I've done, five deployments to Iraq. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, and I have no emotions to describe, what we went through. And of course, going through football camp, whether it's D3 or D1, it sucks. And he's like, oh, I made it. I hate it. I don't know if I love football. I'm like, well, you made a commitment. So
I'm no therapist here, Dan. I'm no therapist here, Dan. But I would say that I hope that you're able to separate the feelings you had when you had to go away from the feelings that your son having to go away. It's not the same going away.
Very, very true. Right?
I mean, when you went away, and thank you for your service.
I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, there was a chance that you weren't coming back, and thank God you did. Your son will be back in, for Thanksgiving or whatever break is going on. You know what I mean?
But
good luck to you, and thanks for sharing. Appreciate that.
But he brings up an interesting point, about the transition fans make from baseball season to football season. And I guess, Gator, I'm kind of there. You know, like I'm in my mind, I am shifting into Lions mode now, away from Tigers mode there. You're still firmly in the Tigers mode category.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1.